I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Ladies, and welcome back to another episode of Perspectives with Sherry. I am your host, Sherry Ryan, and this evening we are so blessed to have an amazing guest with us, Miss Precious Monet.
Hello, how are you?
I am so wonderful, and again, I am just like super excited to talk to you this evening. I have been, those that watch know that I am big on finding your purpose, walking in it, and what that means, you know, for you. And particularly this platform is geared toward women in midlife. And so my thing is always that statistically, we have more life behind us than we do in front of us. So I'm always talking about being intentional in all that we do. And I'm seriously serious about helping others and sharing with others how wonderful it is when you do discover your purpose and you're walking in it. So this episode is huge for me, for the show, and for the audience. So thank you so much, Precious.
Well, look, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for us today to connect and get through what we have to share with the audience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So quick admin stuff to get out of the way. If you're new over here, welcome. Over here is a very safe place for women in midlife, and we talk all things health, wealth, and empowerment, and all the wonderful things that feed into those three categories. And so tonight is no different. I am going to give you some background info on our guest, Precious Monet, and then, y'all, we're going to get right into this interview. So, ladies, Precious Monet is a powerful powerhouse speaker. She's a life coach. She's an HR consultant and an author committed to empowering women across the globe. As the founder of BHS Consulting Firm, she helps businesses close talent gaps and build purpose-driven, profitable teams. There's that word, y'all, purpose. Her own journey through hardship shaped her passion for self-mastery and success. Known as the purpose pusher, Precious inspires others to overcome fear, walk boldly in their calling, and create lasting impact. With her sharp insight, strategic mindset, and undeniable presence, she's a trailblazer committed to driving real change. And we are honored to have her here on Perspectives with Sherry.
So. Well, I am so blessed to be here. Thank you for the introduction. Thank you so much, Sherry. Looking forward to us connecting.
Yes, yes, me too. So we're going to not delay it anymore. We're going to get right into it. So, Precious, let's start with your story. Can you share with us who Precious Monet is and the journey that led you to this place of purpose and passion?
Absolutely. I am Precious Monet, the purpose pusher. And what that really means is I am someone that truly is passionate about pushing others into their purpose. That is my calling. Now, mind you, it was not always my calling. At one point, I was running from my calling based on experiences and things that happened through life. So for me, it goes back to, you know, we all experience some type of letdown, some type of betrayal, some type of hurt. And as I was going through some of those transitions, I actually became so upset to the point where I used the word hate. I hated women because I felt like everywhere I faced, I was disappointed. You know, people would stab me in the back, you know, when I was in the corporate world. People will create things that will jeopardize my employment. And it got to a point where I'm like, I am done with women. I'm over it. Not realizing that I needed to take that time out for myself, do the self work, lean into God, and then really realizing like the people that I'm running from are the people I need to pour into. Because oftentimes, we have to be so many different people and so many different version of ourselves before we actually truly settle into who we are and whose we are and what we are truly passionate about.
That's powerful. Okay. Yes. Yes. I love that. And so my next question, Precious, many women struggle with knowing their true purpose. That's a huge thing. And I did for a long time. What advice would you give to someone who's trying to figure that out? And how did you recognize your own purpose? And you talked a little bit about it, but maybe a little bit more insight into that.
Absolutely. Well, one, fear, right? We got to get over fear. We got to get to the root of what is causing us to prevent ourselves to be really fulfilled in life, right? One of my fears was I was a fearless success. Like I didn't want to be successful to the point where I'm uncomfortable. Because in my personal life, I'm actually an introvert. You know, I'm quiet, I'm to myself, but when I'm interacting with people, I get excited. So for me, the challenge is one is failure of success. And then on the flip side, failure of failure, right? I had to go through different businesses and fail at those businesses for me to realize it's not a failure, it's a redirection, right? God, that wasn't God's plan for me. So I needed to be redirected. So every time I kept running from my purpose, I was redirected. And I think what I want the audience to really resonate with is one, get to the root of what you are fearful of. And then take action, right? Whether it's an accountability partner, whether it's a mentor, whether it's a coach, whatever works for you, you need help. You need someone to be able to help you get through that fear and that anxiety. For me, at one point, I suffered from anxiety. You know, I really, that's why I wrote one of my books as far as free yourself from yourself, really giving people the tools and resources on how to overcome that. Now, is it completely gone away? No, I still have my moments. I'm human, but I know now how to better pivot when I'm faced with something that I'm uncomfortable with. And I think that's the first step, is really identifying what is holding you back, what are you fearful for, and why not?
Yes, I love that. I also love how you said not failure, but redirection. Y'all catch that gem. Catch that gem. So much of what you said resonated, but that stuck out to me. Okay, my next question is, you've talked about the importance of walking in authenticity. What does it mean to truly be yourself in a world that often pressures us to conform?
Well, one, I know we use this word so often, right? Being authentic, being our authentic self. But really, if you sit there and reflect on yourself, are you being authentic or are you trying to keep up with the world? Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses? Authentic to me is you are unapologetically being yourself, setting boundaries, building relationships that align with your value, right? You're not connecting with people just to benefit. You're not connecting people just to go through the motions, but really building solid foundation relationships that align with your calling, align with your purpose, your values, and your mission. And I think the important thing is when you're building those relationships, you have those boundaries are key. Because if you set boundaries in place, you know, people will take advantage of you if you're that nice person. You know, I used to be that go with the flow person. Back in the days, I just went with the flow, but no. I had to learn the hard way. That's just not me. So for me to be authentic, I should be able to voice my opinions respectfully, right? And don't be offended if I might rub somebody the wrong way. I know my intentions. My intentions are pure. I might be a little blunt. I might be a little rough around the edges, but that's me. I'm not going to apologize for being me. That's funny. I realize that when you don't show up as yourself, You're showing up as a representative, and that representative is going to fade over time. It's going to be hard to keep up with. So you're better off being yourself, walking in that authenticity, and that, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to walk in that authenticity.
I love that. All right. Now, so though we're talking about, and this could apply to anything, but we are carrying our theme over from July into middle of August, which was the heart of it all. We were talking about relationships, rebuilding, reimagining, reconnecting. So this question I'm going to ask you is about love, seeking love, but it could also apply to other things. And so the question is, sometimes women fall into the trap of performing for love or constantly seeking validation from others. Can you speak to that and how you personally move beyond needing to be chosen by others? That's big.
Ooh, that's a good one. Oftentimes we seek validation, right? We want someone to, hey, look, recognition and validation are two completely different things. It's okay to recognize me. Hey, you know, great job. You know what you did, versus feeling the need for someone to tell me I did a good job. So let's clarify that, right? Yes. So I think it's important when it comes to building relationships. Again, I'm going back to the boundaries because that's so important. One, you have to be in relationships, whether it's relationships, friendships, situationships. You have to have boundaries to the point where you both respect each other. Right. Respecting each other, not only as a person, but respecting that other person's boundaries. It's okay, like, again, to feel okay to get recognition, but you got to get to the point where, and I know for me, because I was a people pleaser back in the day, you know, when I start, I wanted to make sure everybody was pleased, everybody is good. It is exhausting. Yes, and I had to learn the hard way again. You know, I took the word loyalty to heart. I am such a loyal person, but loyalty does not mean you cannot release, right? I had to learn that it's okay to release certain relationships and still be loyal from a distance. So don't take loyalty to the heart to the point where you feel like you're still doing for others and you're creating a disadvantage for yourself.
I love that. No, good. And I can relate. So I was that people pleaser too. So in this season of life, yeah, I've learned to let some of that go and understand some of those concepts. So I'm glad you mentioned it that way.
Right. It's a whole other season. I mean, when I say boundaries, it is, if I'm not feeling it, if the vibe is not there, I'm not doing it. It is all about me. It might sound selfish, but it's all about me. It ain't about me and the Lord. That's it.
Amen. Amen. And I think so many of us struggle with the guilt of doing that. There, it should be no guilt in boundaries. If you really love yourself, where is the guilt? And honey, this is from someone that had to read book after book, pray, meditate. It took me a long time to feel okay with setting boundaries. So when I say I get it, ladies, but you need to, in order to get to your next level, you got to put those in place. Yeah, that was big. In keeping with the theme, this is another relationship dating question. Burnout in dating, in work, in life, it's real. What signs did you notice when you were out of alignment, and how did you shift back into your purpose and joy?
You already said it, exhaustion, right?
Right.
You burn yourself out trying to juggle so many different things. And I had to learn the hard way that, you know, that saying most people say, like, you know, I sleep when I die. No, I'm trying to sleep while I'm alive.
Okay.
I learned the hard way because I actually got sick because I kept going. My body just shut down. And to get that scare when your health is impacted, that was my reality check. Like, okay, not only do I need to set boundaries, I need to set expectations for myself. So I created, you know, space to make sure that every morning I wake up, I have my quiet time with God. That's reading my Bible, worshiping, meditating. And then I have things, something called transitional periods throughout my day, whatever I'm doing. Like, for example, when I get off this interview, I'm going to take that transitional period, whether it's 10 minutes, whether it's 20 minutes, to decompress before I go into another activity. But I think time management is so important. I'm a firm believer that you make time for the things you want to make time for, but you got to be able to manage it to the point where you can balance it all. It's possible. We all have the same amount of hours in the day. It's all about how you use it. So if I got to schedule me transitional periods throughout the day so I can have a healthy balance, if I got to schedule a rest time or a rest period for me to have a healthy balance, that is what I do.
That is important. Yeah, that's huge. That was good. That was really good. That's another gem, ladies. Pick it up. Okay, so Precious, my next question. There's a popular saying that you have to fix yourself first before finding love or success. What's your take on this mindset? Does healing have to be complete before we pursue dreams or relationships?
Absolutely, 100%. And I don't know about fix, right? I'm all about doing the inner work, right? Mm-hmm. Getting to the root cause of what traumas, triggers. Like, if you can't identify that within yourself, that's a problem. Like, let's start there. If you're able to identify them, then what are you doing about it? How are you going to get over this trauma? How are you going to pivot when you are triggered, right? I used to be that individual go from 0 to 10 in a minute, but I had to learn how to pivot. Like, okay, this situation is elevating for me and I need to remove myself from this situation and I will circle back with you, hey, in another 20 minutes or whatever amount of time that I feel like I need. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we really take that time to do the inner work in really identifying the things that, again, trigger trauma. And once we do identify, take an action. Because a lot of times if we don't take action, we feel stuck. And when we feel stuck, we don't move. And when we don't move, we become complacent. When we become complacent, we don't even realize how much time has passed and how those things impact our daily life, impact our relationships, our friendships. And after you do the inner work and you actually take action, life becomes, I'm not saying perfect, but life becomes a little bit more relaxed to the point where you can make better decisions in life, better relationships, right? Get forming those solid foundation relationships. I think now the world we live in today, we have a lot of surface relationships. What about back in the days when, especially in dating, used to be on the phone for like hours on top of hours. Now it's like these drive-by speed dating, like you, depending on whatever relationship you want. I know for me, I want solid foundation relationships around me.
Right. Right. I agree. Yeah. No, that was good. That was really good. Yes. In this day and age, honey, you have to invest the time. If that's what, you know, if you want something with some depth to it, you got to give it that depth time. So I'm with you. That was an amazing response. So my next question, and this is a good one as well. What role has faith or spirituality played in your journey to purpose and healing? And
you just hit me with all the good questions.
I'm trying.
So when it comes to faith, remember that time period I said I was running for my purpose at one point. Yes. And I found myself every time I've run, some way the Lord God has made me either fall flat on my face, redirected me, and for me to finally realize, I mean, after a period of time, you're going to realize you're going to have to give in. You're going to have to lean into the Lord. You're going to have to strengthen your faith. And you also have to do the work, right? Again, faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. Not only do you read the Bible, but you got to live it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, nowhere am I near perfect, but I am striving every day to do the right thing, to lean into God and for him to give me the discernment to make the right decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Me too. Okay. And so next question for women in midlife who feel like it's too late to start over or dream again, what would you say to encourage them?
It's never too late. It is never too late. I'm telling you now, again, I had several businesses that did not take off the way I wanted to take off. And I pride myself on persistence, right? If I were to give up the minute something did not go wrong, right? What do I feel like I would have a fulfilled life today? No, absolutely not. So whether you are feeling stuck, whether you're feeling like, hey, I'm in my 50s, it's too late. It's never too late. You just have to take action. Whatever God has for you is for you. He is waiting on you to take action. And when you take that action and start to feel fulfilled and flourish, it doesn't matter how old you are or how much time has passed. You are going to live a fulfilled life, but you have got to do the work. God is waiting on you.
That was good and powerful, ladies. Did y'all catch that? Yeah. I mean, you just got to take that first step. And I always say, I used to always pray, you know, like, God, you know, give me the ability and exceedance to what I can do. And then something said, and it was the Holy Spirit was like, sure, I've already equipped you with everything you need. You don't have to ask me to do in exceedance. You got it. You got it. And so do you, ladies. You got it. And that's what she's telling you. You know, take that step. God's already got you equipped for it. You just got to move. Take that action. So, Precious, that was good.
Exactly. That purpose is already in you. You need to know how to pull it out. And again, you might need someone to help you pull it out. Look, a coach need a coach. I might be a coach, but I have a coach. Because you need someone to be able to invest in you to help you get you where you are. Besides God, you might need a mentor. You might need that accountability partner. We're all human. So not only do you need to work, but you need to make sure you're building the right connections as well.
That's right. That's good. So I wanted to ask you this. What are some daily practices or mindset shifts that help you stay grounded and focused on your purpose? And you did a mention about setting your time for like your decompressing. And, you know, what are some of your other daily practices that you put into place to help you stay grounded?
So those are my two major things, is my quiet time every morning. Now, the time may not be the same. Sometimes it's 4 o'clock, sometimes it's 5 o'clock. Hey, if I got nothing going on, it might be 7 o'clock. But I have to set the tone and be intentional about my day, which is spending that time with God, reading my Bible, meditating, and worshiping. It has gotten to the point that I've done it so long that if I get caught up and miss a day, I am thrown off for the whole day. I will physically not feel good. And I'm sitting here wondering, like, what's going on with me? I'm and not realize I miss my quiet time. Everything comes to a stop. And I need to do my quiet time because that sets the tone, the atmosphere, the flow, the mindset. So once I am done, I'm in the mindset of like, okay, I'm good. I'm calm. I'm ready to take this day on. Lord, what do you have for me today? Order my steps. And then again, important for me, transitional periods, because I don't want to get so caught up that the whole day goes by me and I have not taken that transitional period. Again, it might be 10 minutes, might be 20 minutes just to sit, decompress, especially as a coach, right? As a life coach, we take a lot in. We take a lot in off of our clients, and it might be sitting on our shoulders. And if we don't take that time to decompress before we transition to someone else, we may not realize what energy we're carrying.
That's a very, very good point. Very good point. Now, before I get into what things you have coming up, how we could connect with you and support you, there's something I had come across an article that was, it was an interview, but it was in an article format of you yourself. And you were talking about, and this is a bonus question, but you were talking about how women, how we are when we don't find our own purpose, like when we're struggling with getting within our own calling or whatever. And you said that one of those words, and it stood out to me because this is a real thing, ladies, that jealousy can occur when you are not focusing on finding, you know, like I'm trying to be intentional about doing more Instagram posts, but one of mine were, it was about a sermon that I heard many years ago that has never left. It was mind your own business, use your own gifts, and carry your own cross, right? Powerful, right? And it was something that resonated because, I know that in seasons I've had, we talked about in the beginning, your story, your struggle with women, you know, and that's something that I want to talk about because this platform is primarily for women, and we need to be more supportive, but we need to understand when you have those feelings of jealousy where you could be out of alignment. And so can you talk a little bit about that, where how that can creep in if you're not being about your own business?
Absolutely. I love that. Look, mind your business, and I'm a mind mine. But right? When it comes to that, it's look, jealousy, enviness, competitiveness, that spirit has got to go. Look, you know, we live in a world where, again, these commonalities when it comes to women supporting women. But if you really reflect, are you really supporting another woman? Like, are you really being positive and uplifting, or are you secretly trying to benefit? Are you secretly trying to connive? Are you secretly, I mean, I have had people literally come into my community, learn what they needed to learn, copied me and took their business. And like, look, hey, that's not a problem, but the way you did it is right. How you did it. I would have gave you all of what you needed to start your own thing, but we have to get into an alignment, right? Where we are truly women supporting women and not with these jealous, like, who cares what Tasha doing versus what Becky doing over here? If you are walking in your divine calling, if you're doing what God has told you to do, it does not matter what anybody else is on this planet Earth.
That's right. That's right. That is so powerful. And I wanted to drill that in because that's another thing that I think as women, we need to sometimes do a self-check. And if you're feeling some of that, you know, ask God, like, oh, wait a minute, I'm off here. You know, Lord, correct me and put me on the path that I'm supposed to be on. I don't need to be worrying about what she's doing over there. So thank you for that. That was great. So now, Precious, I always say, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I like what you said, self-check, right? Self-check is so important. And not only do you need a self-check, you need to surround yourself with people that will check you. Like, I'm going to be that friend, like, look. It's like, you're a little jealous. You got a little jealousy in your spirit. Let's talk about it. You got to surround yourself around people like that. So I love the fact you brought up that self-check, but you also need to make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people that have boundaries that's comfortable with checking you. Check me, please do.
Right. Yeah, ladies, surround yourself with those good sister girlfriends that love you enough to tell you the truth and can check you when you need it. That is important. Also, a very good point, Precious. Now we come to the time where I like to ask my guest, how can the audience find you, support you? What projects do you have coming up? I know that you have a few books that are available right now on Amazon, so I want you to talk about those and just tell us how we can find you, support you, and all the things.
Absolutely. Thank you. As the Precious Monet, the Purpose Pusher, you can connect with me, all things Precious Monet. Website, preciousmonet.com. That's MONET.com. You can get me on Instagram. I am Precious Monet. But if you want to know all things about the Purpose Pusher, you can go to preciousmonet.com.
Okay. And I will definitely, y'all, have that pinned in a comment for those that are watching on YouTube. And for those that are listening, all that information will be in the show notes. So now let me say again, Precious, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be intentional and be here. Yes, and be here with myself and the audience this evening. Do you have any closing words before we close out this amazing interview? And it has been amazing. So thank you for that.
Look, again, thank you so much for having me. It was indeed an amazing interview. My last thing I want to leave the audience with is to really think not only about your purpose, but my favorite quote that I've created is, life without purpose is no life at all. Ooh. So marinate on that.
Ooh, love it. All right, ladies. You got that last gem. Pick it up. I always love to end with this. Ladies, thank you for watching. And always remember to continue to feed your health, build your wealth, and keep walking in power. Until our next episode, ladies. Good night.